Blog Talk Radio.
On a mountain, in a valley, I beheld only God. In hardship I saw Him by my side. In ease and well-being I beheld only God. Like a candle I melted in her flame. Amidst sparks of flame, beheld only God. Welcome to You Are Okay with Blog Talk Radio. This is Mara, and Brian is on the other line.
Hello.
Brian.
What? Good morning, Mara.
Morning. I'm going to turn this off, Brian, because we can't seem to hear today. It's very loud. I don't know what's going on. Excuse me. I'm terribly sorry, but it's very loud. There we go. Please, go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Mara. We are here only to be truly helpful. We are here to represent Him who sent us. We do not have to worry about what to say or what to do. As He sent us, will direct us. We are content to be wherever He wishes. Stay with us. We will be healed and be just be healed.
Wow, such powerful words. Thank you so much, Brian. Thank you so much. Again, welcome to You Are Okay. And Brian, I'm going to let you say your welcome's a little bit longer. I'm sorry, I do apologize to everyone that we had an audio issue. Since we're not there with the audio, we can't explain it. So anyway, Brian,
God,
you're on. Yes, I know.
It's been quite some time since we've been on here, so welcome back, everyone. Thank you for coming.
Yes.
And time to get back into the flow on the show here. You are okay. And I know that the message that we have to share this week today and each week to come from here on out, always a glorious one and always a blessed one, because it always comes from a frame of mind that is getting in more connection with the truth of what is. And whenever we bring our minds into that realm and allow our vibrations to merge with the vibration of the universe, we always gain a little more understanding of the truth of the who we are and of who each one of us is. And from that framework, from that foundation, we were able to solidify ourselves and ground ourselves more deeply in the experience of truth. And from that experience comes peace, comes joy, and comes the expression of love. And that's always the intention behind each one of our shows, to get into that space a little deeper, a little clearer, gain a little more understanding, and experience that level of understanding and way of living a little more deeply and a little more practically in our lives.
Absolutely, absolutely. Today's topic is You Are Safe, and if you'd like to call in and participate, please feel comfortable doing so. It's 646-595-3584. What Brian was saying is so true. As I prepare for these programs and for my Friday morning program, and Brian does meditations, all the meditation sessions with people many days during the week, I do it only on Friday, and that program I basically subname Come Join Your Breath with God's. And basically, I think we're all joining our breath with God's. We're all coming together now and uniting our energies as we talk about topics that will bring each and every one of us peace. And that's really part of what we're talking about today, or maybe all of what we're talking about today, the realization that we are safe. And I guess they actually have a program where we can take out all the Brian, if we want to do it. Could you imagine? We would not be human. We would not be sitting here talking to you if we took out all the we would be a speech. But maybe we'd have a bigger audience. I don't know. But you know
what?
We have. That's what I was just going to say. We have exactly the right size audience. Because there are no coincidences in life, and we all come together at precisely the right place in the right time to make decisions about how we want to view the world, how, where we feel. And in this instance, we're like-minded people, I've come to recognize. We're people who recognize that God is all around us, and we simply need to set out our hand. Just put your hand out to your side and take that hand. It's there to guide you through the day. But also, today's topic is probably going to become enmeshed with all we've talked about before, because we always seem to come back to some very common themes: acceptance, living in the now, and letting go of judgment. And today's topic is you are safe. And my guides gave me that topic before I went back east, and I am safe. For those of you who are regular listeners, my daughter's treatments were successful. At this point, we believe she's cancer-free and will continue to be that way. So I so appreciate your prayers. I really, really appreciate your prayers. And ask, you know, if you have a spare moment to continue to send prayers to her, because this is an iffy period after the surgery. Despite all of the high hopes, there's still this hesitancy. There's still this clinging to the past, the fact that there was cancer. And we've talked so many times about the idea that God isn't in the past, God is in the present. And it's okay to look to the past and see what you can learn from it, and I don't mind the doctors doing that. But I want us all to keep our thoughts in the present, that she's well, she's healthy, and that she's going to fully recover. And I do appreciate your thoughts in that regard. If it just happens to cross your mind, just send it off as a sparkling prayer. In any event, today's topic is you are safe. Now, the thing about that is, once we recognize that we are not unique, that we are not the only ones on this planet that God cares about, but instead that God cares about each and every person who's walking this earth, then the idea that you are safe also means everyone is safe. So that's coming from you. So it's, I am safe and you are safe, and that is a general statement to every soul. And that was a giant concept that my guides wanted us to talk about, the idea that everyone is safe. And this morning, pre-show, Brian and I had the blessed opportunity to talk. So many Sunday mornings we don't get to, but we did this morning. And he was sharing some ideas with me that I thought were so meaningful. I'm not even going to lead into them and take any of the ownership away from them. So, Brian, why don't you go ahead and talk about your thoughts about this topic of you are safe?
Well, what I am really coming to understand is that we are really immersed and enmeshed in what we could call heaven, in what we could call perfection. And what we do to ourselves is we self-impose our own will, which we call free will, and cause ourselves to maybe experience the polarities, the good, the bad, the up, the down, the left, the right, and so on and so forth. And we're doing all of this from that innate perfection within, the divine one that we are. And as we, like we were talking about, like you just mentioned, Mara, that our shows always seem to be around the idea of letting go of our judgments, letting go of our fears, coming back into that space of love, experiencing our divinity, and setting ourselves free to be who we truly are. And so as we do exactly that, as we start to set ourselves free, we find that we truly are safe. You see, when you start to, if you've ever seen like a movie, a depiction in a movie where paranoia sets in and the person who is deeply in paranoia is so on edge that the slightest noise and they're going, what's that? What's that? And they're like jumping all around and unsafe and unsure and just totally scared. Well, that's the experience that we give ourselves as we lock ourselves away in our own minds, in our own belief systems that minimize the truth of who we are. And we start to just think that everything's out to get us. We're on our own. We've got to fend for ourselves. We've got to get what we can before someone else does. And we start taking on this me, me, me attitude. And we lock ourselves in deeper and deeper and deeper. And when we start to open ourselves up from that frame of mind and recognize that we are safe, and we trust into the all-knowingness of the universe, and we start to let go a little bit and explore a little bit and have curiosity to say, I wonder where the God is in this. I wonder how am I in the middle of heaven when I see all this chaos around me? And we try to go deep beyond the surface level behaviors, the surface level thoughts, the surface level feelings, and we go deep down within, we start to reconnect with that space within that shows us peace, that where we experience joy and we see the love. And from that space, we then open ourselves back up and we join back with, instead of being separate and alone, we join and there's a union. And when there's people in support of you, then there's never a reason for feeling alone, for feeling scared, for feeling like you're not going to make it through something, because whenever you find support in any situation, whether the situation be cancer, whether the situation be losing your home, whatever the situation is, no matter how grievous the situation, when you have support around you, you can make it through anything. But when you feel like you're all alone and you got to go through this all alone, you can go into such a deep depression that you just collapse into that depression, fall deeper and deeper into it, and maybe reach the level of insanity, going mentally insane. Who knows? But whenever you have support around you, you're always able to make your way through it. And what we realize is that we're all supporting one another. Whether we accept it for ourselves or not, we're all supporting one another. And then as we open ourselves up to the universe, to our guides, we find that we are supported in every moment by the eternal, by the ethereal, and we see that we are never in any instance ever alone. And when we know this, then we truly know, as this show is called, that you are okay. And that's the level of mind that we are desiring to get into alignment with and to experience with deep within inside of ourselves. So we can not just know it within us, but experience it all around us.
Yes, yes. I think there are several important messages in what Brian is saying that are just basic, simple truths that so many times we complicate God. We complicate God or love. I love to call God love because it makes it so much more honest, because there's not this fire and brimstone that's created in the Bibles. And I say Bibles because we've got like multiple versions. I look over and mine says Good News. There's the King James. There's all these different versions for Christianity. And then there's the Quran, and there's the different interpretations of that. And there's the Bhagavad Gita. And then there's, which is an option. And then there's Dhammapada, the Dhammapada, an offshoot of the Bhagavad Gita, and all of this stuff is all interconnected, and all says some basically fundamental things. And if I've left any faith out there, know that I understand that within that organization there are these simple truths. One of them that is just fundamental, and is that there is enough God for everyone. Now, I said all of these thoughts were in every one of these texts. I believe they are. I do not believe they're seen there. So there's enough God that every single being in this planet could reach out their hand and take the hand of God, that every single being can meditate and join their breath with the breath of God. And there are no favored and disfavored. So we are all enough, just as we are. And that's just something that is almost counter to where we have evolved as a species. You know, it's as though God only is the chosen people. He's only going to have a few selected, maybe a few extras, and the rest of us are just going to be rejected. When I was studying Judaism, I studied with a rabbi who was an Orthodox rabbi, and he said he was too old for anyone to care that he was studying with a woman, which I came to know meant that he shouldn't have been teaching a woman. But putting that aside, he said something to me that really, many, many, many things to me that really got my attention. But one that he said to me just echoes in me to this day, and perhaps they all do. And that is that Satan, took me a minute to figure out who Satan was. Satan is the right hand of God. Whoa. Satan, the devil, whatever word you want, is the right hand of God. Is basically there ruffling the sheets of the curtain of Maya and giving you a chance to rise up to your highest self. Ooh, kind of a different look, huh? Not hell, not brimstone, not fire, but just a chance in this human form. Because the end is guaranteed, my friends. That's why we're all safe. If we're doing what we're doing because we're afraid that there's only enough room for God, for a few of us in heaven, well, let's pass on that. The end is definite. We will all go home. And you know, one of the things that Brian and I were talking about is the idea that there is a tension in that is probably what brings our souls to live this planet, to live on this planet in this form. Because if we just wanted peace all the time, we don't have to leave God's side. We can continue to be a part of the whole, the connectedness. So there's an individual experience that we choose to have that enables everyone to experience the joy, the wonder, the excitement, the revelation of God's love for all of us. The first time that you really, truly, to your very deepest core, believe that you are safe. And that no matter what is happening around you, you are safe. If you're sitting in a concentration camp and you're starting to move forward to a gas chamber with a mass of wailing people, and to know, I'm safe. I'm safe. That's why we would even choose to join this form, is to, when that curtain is kind of ruffled, the Maya curtain is ruffled, is for us to have that certainty of knowledge that we are a part of God. Now, that carries with it some responsibilities, and I think that's why most of us reject that idea. Because if you're part of God, that means when you're acting as a divine being. And we don't always make divine choices. So, the simple truth is there is enough of God for everyone. And that you can create your own swimming platform in this sea of chaos that we live in. And that even if you find yourself falling off the platform because the chaos is so intense around you, that you just can't, because of the human form, you allow your mind to lose. You let go of God's hand. You let go of God's hand. And you stand there, feeling alone. You are still always all one. And because you know that, because you know fundamentally, you've recognized that truth, you can pull yourself back to your platform, pull yourself up out of the chaos, and sit in a lotus position, knowing the truth that you are safe. And that you are loved, And you can ask that question. I say so many times, what lesson is there in this for me? I will tell you, having gone through all of the hellacious months that I've gone through with my parents' health, the hospitalizations, the constant trauma, and then finding my child had cancer, I finally said, what lesson is there in this for me? And I know there are far more important things than some of these petty little battles that I had allowed to pull me into the world of chaos. And so I sit on my swimming platform a lot of the time. Not all the time. I still have some areas that I need to work on. So that's one fundamental truth in what Brian was saying, or maybe that's two. There's enough of God for everyone, and that we came here knowing that we were going to have these tensions, and that the real exciting joy of the experience is when you can sit in the midst of all of the chaos and all of the negative energies and just breathe and join your breath with God's. Those are two. And then yesterday on my meditation show, we talked about, I may not have ever mentioned Neil Donald Walsh, but we did talk a bit about allowing each soul to walk its own path. And that brings me to the third simple truth that I heard in what Brian was sharing with us. And that is that we need to ask ourselves how much of the fear and chaos that surrounds each one of us individually arises from our concern that we aren't in control of others. And so kind of the third step for peace in my mind, first step is recognizing there's enough of God to accept us all just the way we are. The second step is that periodically we may get pulled into the chaos, but we don't have to stay there. And the third step is letting go of our desire to tell others how they should live their lives, telling other souls what experiences they should experience. And instead, returning our focus to ourselves and making certain that we do the things that we honor. I've told you all, I used to be an Al-Anon, probably still am an Al-Anon, and I would, so I'm publicly disclosing that. And I spent an awful lot of meetings learning to let go of somehow feeling that I could change another person's choices about drinking. I have no power over that. And I have no power over anyone else. And that's not to say that one should move into a reclusive existence, which I have to tell you, I will confess, is my character flaw. I have that tendency to hide. Well, not even hide. I'm not hiding. I'm just comfortable alone. I'm comfortable with God. I feel that exciting charge when I smell incense. I just love God. I love God with my heart, my mind, and my soul. So when I listen to Brian talking, I see simple things that are really techniques or realizations, simple truths that lead us to a place of peace in the midst of this chaos. And I think it's difficult at times to believe I am safe. And yet, I can tell you, I can personally, and I encourage you to try it, that when I feel some of my human fears coming in, like, well, do I have enough money to pay my taxes? Do I have enough this? Do I have enough that? Inevitably, if I think I have enough, I am enough, or I am safe, I am. And that brings me to a fourth I have been. That's the truth, which is my manifestation into the present. Because I know that's another leg of what Brian is going to talk about in a minute, is the manifestation into the present of what you truly believe. And I am safe. My life is taken care of. there are no gaps. And I feel out there that there's someone who's just got a huge gap. I have to tell you, I feel this clog in my chest on the right side. It kind of starts just below the chin, goes down the throat, goes all the way down through the left breast and under, the right breast and under the breast. And my heart is open to you, and I'm encouraging you to know you are safe. Let's breathe three times together and join our breath with God, knowing you are safe. Pull that breath in up the front of your calves, up the front of your thighs. Cross over. Now let's go together. Oh, your fear is actually rising. It's going up further. Pulling in. Pull it up your spine. Release it. There's no need for fear. Bring the breath in. As you reach your third eye, say to yourself, I am safe, and visualize safety. Open your crown chakra and let your breath be infused with the breath of God. And now as you blow out, I am safe. All will be well. I am a manifesting being. As you're pulling in your next breath, I am a manifesting being. Pulling it in, I am one with God. Pull the breath up. Now, as you hit your third eye, your zone of manifestation, manifest. I am safe. God is with me. Now open your crown chakra. Open it and merge your breath with God's breath. Join your breath with God's. And now as you breathe out, I am divinely inspired. And let's do our third breath, just pulling in the energy. Up the front of the calves, the front of the thighs, merging. Now you're going to pull a fearless, creative healing. Let's heal this disease within you. Loving, forgiving, manifesting, safe, opening your head, allowing your breath to merge with God's. Take in sips. Pull in more energy if you feel you need it. Don't focus on your breath. Focus on how you feel. And now as you breathe out, I am loved. You are loved, my friend. You are loved. And I want you to notice that as we've gone through this breathing exercise, we've been utilizing the fourth truth that I would like you to remember. Remember in the Bible, our text, other texts, when God was asked what his name was, or God proclaimed to Moses, tell them, I believe it's Moses. I should go back and check because I hate saying it, but I'm pretty certain it is. Tell them you are sent by the great I am. And so as you are manifesting your present, think in terms of I am. That is the most powerful message you can send, followed closely by thanks. Thanks for keeping me safe. Thanks for providing me more money than I've ever imagined I could need. Thanks for taking care of me. Thanks for providing me peace. I am safe. I am financially secure. I am emotionally secure. I am blessed. All manifesting statements. And Brian, I know that you wanted to talk a bit about the creation of the now, and I'm going to pass to you at this point.
Indeed, you're correct. I do want to talk about the manifestation of now. And simply put it into simplistic words is that now is all there is. And I'm sure we've all heard this saying, this phrase, these words, many, many times over. Maybe to the point of nauseam to where, okay, it's the now, that's all there is. But in truth, now is all there is. And right here and right now is the only time that we can take action to bring about any experience in our life. There's nothing we could do about 1 hour from now. There's nothing that we can do about 5 minutes from now. When 5 minutes from now gets here, then we can do something about that now. So right now, this is all we have. And to experience the now, we need to be open and free of any other experience. But so often, we block our full experience of the now with the past or projecting into the future of what will be. And one of the greatest tools that we have for blocking ourselves from the now, one of the greatest tools that we have learned to use is worry. Because worry always holds us back from doing anything. Because we, if I do this, maybe that will happen. If I do this, maybe that will happen. Or, if I don't do this, maybe that will happen. And it's like we're always coaxing ourselves and convincing ourselves to do something because we don't want something else to happen, or not to do something because there's nothing we can do about it. Or if we do something about it, we're not going to know what the outcome is, so let's just sit on our hands. And all we do is we resist the only action that we can take to bring about any change in whatever direction we want it to be, positive or negative. To sit on your hands is to basically give up and to say that I no longer want to play this game. But guess what? You're a part of life. Life is a part of you, and they go hand in hand. There's no way to get out of life. You might say, oh yeah, I can die, and that's the end. No, it's not the end. Reincarnation is real because you are a divine, infinite being, and you will not cease being that which you are. And so we go through this lesson until we recognize the truth of who we are. And the way we begin to recognize the truth of who we are is to, like Mara was sharing in that breathing exercise, we get out of our minds, we get out of our thought processes, and we go deep within the feeling within. Because the deep, deep down feeling within will never lie to you. It's always your thoughts about the feeling that can twist and taint the experience. But the feeling in its true essence, without any twisting or conniving, is pure. And so as we learn to drop within to that space, that's the space where we are okay in every moment, in every circumstance, and in every situation. You see, there are times when we can be really tried, depending on the events in our lives, where we can lose our patience, where we can lose our peace. For instance, for some people, it might be simply somebody comes into our experience and starts calling us names or starts putting us down, and that can be the trigger that takes us right out of our peaks. Or it might take more for somebody, and it might take the experience of losing their job or losing their home or some other grievous situation that pulls them out of their peaks. And then there are those who can go through the most extreme of situations. And yes, they're going to lose their peace at times, but overall not have their peace be broken. And one example I want to give of this is the wonderful man who, Mari, earlier you mentioned being in a concentration camp and having the surroundings that you're in and the experience that you're having not be the most desirable experience, but yet still being able to keep your peace, is the man Viktor Frankl in his book Man's Search for Meaning, where he talked about being in a concentration camp and how they stripped him of all his clothes and even took his ring and tried to break him down. And he just said that the whole time, I'm not going to lose my hope. I'm not going to let them take my peace. I'm not going to let them and terrorize me. I'm going to stay in my center. I'm going to stay in that space where I know that everything is going to be okay. And eventually for him, it was that situation. And really, for a lot of people, we can look back at the factual facts of these events. And a lot of people would have been, made it through like he did had they not lost hope. But whenever we start to lose hope, whenever we start to think that there is no hope and nothing we can do can change the situation and get us out, it's like giving up. And so a lot of people died because they gave up. But he was strong inside of himself to stick with it and to stay in that space within. And so that's a lesson we can really learn about the fact that we really are okay. When we go within, no matter what's going on the outside, we're connecting with that space of eternal life. And we're connecting with that space that's going to not only bring us out of the situation, but it's going to give us a deep understanding of the truth of who we are. And then from that experience of experiencing the truth of who we are, we see the beauty of life. We see the beauty of our true self, and then we experience the fullness of life in every moment that was always meant for us to experience. But we must go to this space within. We must connect with the space once again and feel it for ourselves so that we can choose to live from that space, breathe from that space, and experience from that space in more and more situations until eventually that's our only experience. And like I mentioned earlier about joining with and seeing that there's support and finding out truly and deeply within you that you are not alone, that is the space of pure joy. That is the space of knowing that everything is truly, truly okay. And so the way we can start to do this is relinquish all of our fears, all of our worries, all of our judgments, anything that holds us back from the experience that we find ourselves in, and therefore submersing ourselves into the experience that we're having fully. And only from that space will we really be truly alive, will we really truly know what life is about, and will we really truly know that everything is okay.
Yes. Yes. That's so true. I mean, I think one of the hardest things for people to believe is that God is with them right now, that there's no set prescribed path they have to follow. There is nothing they have to do but just reach out their hand and breathe in deeply, 3 deep breaths. It truly is a revelation to feel the feeling of that. And that's why I hear so many people when they're teaching people to meditate, and I take yoga, I need to take it again. And when they're doing the yoga course and they say, focus on your breath, focus on your breath, focus on your breath, and really they're trying to get you into a mindless feeling place. But what happens so often is people focus on, oh my gosh, my lungs are going to collapse, I can't keep this breath going, and they're so focused on their breath that they've really just brought another chaotic situation into their meditation. And so, you know, that's why I say take sips. You know, you don't have, keep sipping in the breath, just don't release. Your lungs will blow up like a billows. It'll take a lot of air. And so what, you can't hold it anymore and you have to blow it out, you'll be able to hold more the next time. That's life. I mean, we grow and we expand I don't think there's any other way to say it. We expand in our recognition that this is the day the Lord has given. Rejoice and be glad in it. I mean, that's a constant in every faith. This is the day. And I had originally pulled out the shack because as Brian was talking, I thought, yeah, this is all about now. But it's about now, and it's about your believing you're enough, that God is there beside you waiting to take your hand. It really is. And you know, folks, I don't know that I've ever even mentioned on the show before that actually in 1997, God scribed with me, or I scribe for God, a book called Uniquely Created, Divinely Inspired You. I'm not trying to sell it to you. In fact, I mean, you can go buy it if you want, but I'd prefer you don't because they're very expensive because they have color pictures. But if you would send me your email address where you can get a PDF, I will send you the book in PDF form so that that way you can have a copy of it because it's basically... I'm thinking it's 26 passages. I believe that's right. Yeah, it's 26 passages. Very simple passages reminding you of your value. Very simple. I've often analogized the book. One day when I, because sometimes, you know, you do something and you think, God, what more do I have to add? Maybe I should just stop doing this. And one day I happened to watch this story about the guy who took the book that was read to the masses, Catholic masses, that's what they had, and they had this giant Bible that only the priests could read and touch. No one else could read and touch it. So it was very difficult for the masses to believe that they were valued by God when they couldn't even hold God's word in their hand. And so a man took that book, and he brought it down to a hand-sized version so that people could hold the words of God in their hand. And he gave it to them. And, you know, and people bought it. I mean, the Bible is still one of the top-selling, best-selling books in the world. And so people could finally hold the word of God in their hand. And whether it's the Quran, the Bible, the Talmud, I don't care, the Word of God. And so, Kai, when I finished with this little book, I rushed the finish. I was just thought, my gosh, God, this is just so simple. I'm embarrassed, you know. I think of myself as smart, as an intellectual. And Guy, why am I not writing something as complicated and hidden with secrets and texts and that you have to go get, you know, someone who really understands and studies it forever to be able to tell you what it means? These are just simple words. Somebody could sit down. And we were about halfway through, and I decided I'm just going to finish this puppy up. And I did. And then I moved from Northern California to Southern California. And when I got to Southern California, my office was all set up nice and neat. I turn on the computer. My book is gone. All that's left is where I stopped with God. So we started up again. And then we had someone to do some pictures. And we had the artwork done, and that made the book prohibitively expensive. However, I think the artwork is beautiful. But what it is now I feel that I've helped God take all of those words that are in all of these divine books that have secret hidden texts and codes, and we've put them in 26 fundamental little truths, easy to read, for anyone. And so I feel honored to have participated in that process. But I will send it to you. And you will have an opportunity to read it. And I'd like to suggest something else for those of you out there who are brave enough to do this. When I was, and I really, I've lost my bell and I want to find a new one. I wore it through. But when I was first recognizing that I could be at peace in the midst of chaos, I found myself drawn to these little bells that you can wear. And I wore mine on my ankle, and one time I wore it on my wrist. And it would be really funny because I would be in court and I would be waving my arm back and forth, and there's all this music and I'm missing it. And yet, what I came to know is that one of my friends said I sounded like a cat walking around. But when I heard that bell, it was always at the most momentous times. So most of the time it was going off and on, and other people might have been noticing, but I was oblivious. But when I heard that bell, it caused me to step back and shut up and think. It was a reminder of my connection to God and to the people around me. And so if you can find a little bell that you can put on a bracelet or on an anklet or on a necklace that you're willing to wear, I promise you, when you hear that bell, you will be reminded that God is there to help you stay in peace. So feel comfortable. If you would like to have a copy of a book, please send me, not here at Blog Talk Radio, because I don't have a sync, I think it's called, between my email and things that I get. Send it to mkwlawfirm@aol.com. You can see it in my header on my profile page, or our profile page. Brian doesn't have a picture there. We need to get a picture of Brian, don't y'all think? I vote yes. And but anyway, you can see it in the header. Ah, got you. We can put it in the header. The address is there. Send me your email address. I'll send you a copy. You can print it. You get all the great art. You just have to use your own ink. Otherwise, I'm pretty much the only one who's selling them. I bought a whole slew of them up there, and I'm selling them through AOL, and I'm selling them at cost. As a matter of fact, it may be a little bit less than I paid for them. I'm not sure. They just became prohibitively expensive. But I want people to read it. I want everyone to have it because it's simple. And I don't care that I make any money from it. So there we go. This is the day the Lord has given, and you are valuable. You are truly, truly valuable. And we want you to know that. You alone, sitting here, every soul decided to come to earth to experience something. Some brave souls agreed to come to earth to inspire others to do something. Whether it's the people in Haiti, whether it's the people in Somalia, no matter where, they're there to inspire us to be our highest self. Whether it's the person sitting on the corner with the dog and the sign, it's all part of a giant fabric. God does not create trash on any level. And all we have is now. Brian, I know you may want to add something, and then we probably want... You notice, folks, we switch from a beginning prayer to a closing prayer. Brian, you might want to say something, I'm not sure, and then we can switch to a closing meditation.
Actually, I'm thinking right about now is the perfect time for a closing meditation.
All right. Then... I'd like to just start it up, but we're going to just use one piece of music, my friends, because we actually only have 11 minutes left, and most of our music lasts longer than that. And I want to thank those of you who recognize that we may still keep going even though the show is over. I'm going to put on, Solar Wind Interstellar, a very nice, vibrant piece of music that celebrates love, God. As we begin our meditation, if you could get yourself comfortable, please. And I would like for you to begin to breathe deeply, doing whatever works for you, in whatever position works for you. But just know that your goal is that you're going to have long, expansive breaths. Because what you want to do is you want to pull in air that is infused with God, that opens up your body and causes you to remember who you are. You are divine. You are enough. And you are safe. Thank you, Brian, for leading us today.
My pleasure. So as Maura mentioned, let us relax. Let us get into whatever position is most comfortable, whether that be with your eyes closed, allow yourself to breathe slowly and deeply. And feel yourself going deeper and deeper and deeper into the core of your being as you release and let go. Continuing to breathe. Breathe in life and love. And breathe out worry and anxiety. And feel yourself open up. Breathe in peace and joy. And breathe out fear and hatred. Allow yourself to let go into the flow. Feel the vibration of the music. And allow it to guide you into the deeper recesses of your being. Attuning and aligning you with the vibration of the glorious divine being that you are. This is the space. This is the experience where we recognize and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are okay. That all is good. That all is well. And to enter this space is to simply give up every experience that brings us to the contrary, and instead open ourselves up, being completely free and open to receive the gift of love, the gift of life. So open yourself up now and feel deep within you, the experience of truth. Allow it to fully surround you and engulf you now. And recognize the glorious, wonderfully beautiful experience of your true self. Let go, let go, let go, and feel as if you were floating atop of every situation, every circumstance, in every moment of your life, looking upon it, observing it, experiencing it, but at the same time, not forgetting your beauty, not forgetting the truth of who you are. Allow yourself to let go and to experience yourself freely and openly, breathing slowly and deeply, and letting yourself go into the flow. Do you feel that vibration within you? Do you feel the presence of love and of light? Do you feel safe? This is home. this is who you truly are. And this is the space of peace. And we can experience this space and join with this understanding whenever we so choose. As we learn to let go and let God, experience and recognize our safety once again. For our safety lies deep within the core of our being, deep within life itself. For those two are one. Everything stems from one space, from one vibration, from one understanding. And to come back into that vibration and into that understanding is to be free and clear, to be full of love and life, to be at peace, and to experience nothing but joy in every moment. Let go and let flow. Spent here in this space is priceless, is timeless, is perfect. As we learn to move beyond our thoughts, move beyond our worries and concerns, and to come fully into the now, is to align ourselves back with the energy source of our being, to be a complete peace and in alignment with truth, to gain knowledge and understanding that everything is truly, truly, truly okay. So recognize for yourself now this truth, this experience, and choose to stay connected with it as you go throughout your day, as you go throughout each moment of your life. Stay connected and grounded within this space, and you will never know worry, fear, or doubt again. This is the experience where you are joined, where you are not alone, and where life and love is abound in unlimited supply. We thank you for joining us this morning in this space, sharing in this time, of coming together to gain an understanding of the truth of who we are, and to allow the expression of the unique divine ones that we are out into the world. We hope to see you all again next week as we come back together in the space of divinity. Until then, take care, be at peace, and know that you are okay.
You are safe. Namaste, my friends.
Namaste.
Take care, Brian.